KSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We go to a very important star, our sun. And right now, the question of solar maximum. When? Bob, you've been tracking this for years. What is fresh here is, to me, is they've recalculated. And what have they learned?
It's interesting, John. Near the end of the solar minimum, NOAA and the solar science community has traditionally issued a consensus prediction of what the solar maximum would be. And over the last few solar maximums, they've had difficulty coming up with consensus. This time, they had a consensus opinion that it would be an extremely weak solar maximum in 2025. However, two solar scientists dissented. They said, no, our analysis says it's going to be a very active solar maximum. And as you and your readers and my readers know, I've been tracking this for the last 3 years since the solar minimum, and consistently the activity has been much higher than the NOAA prediction. It's actually been more in line with those dissenters of aiming for an active solar maximum. Well, those dissenters have now updated their prediction. Now that we're into the ramp up to maximum, they can get a better idea of what's actually going to happen. And so they changed their prediction, so it appears that they're more accurate. And what they've done is they now say that these dissenters now say that the maximum will not be as active as they think. It will be a milder, though not as mild as NOAA predicted, but a milder maximum. But it's going to occur 1 year early in 2024. Now, what's significant about this is that this means it will be a very short solar cycle, only about 10 years. That's unusual, but it does happen in the past. But when it does in the past, it always was linked to an extremely active solar maximum. Lots of sunspots, lots and lots of sunspots. To have a short solar cycle, but a mild maximum is kind of unprecedented and only indicates that these guys really still do not understand what's going on. And that's really what the takeaway of this is. If this new prediction of these dissenters is correct, we will have a short cycle, but not very active one. More active than NOAA's prediction, but still not very active. And that is not the way things have been in the past. And so it just tells us they don't know what's going on.
I like the data that's inconsistent, Bob, because you've taught me in the past that we don't understand the sun enough to make accurate predictions. We don't have a data record that is adequate. What, about 100 years to keep the most recent?
The issue, John, is not just simply that our data record is so short. We've only been tracking solar cycles now for about 400 years. But on top of that, they don't really understand the actual scientific fundamental processes that produce the solar cycle. They know it's related to the sun's dynamo, but they don't know why the dynamo flips every 11 years. You know, its polarity from north to south to north. They don't know why. They don't know why the cycles change. They don't understand the fundamentals here. So all the guesses, all these predictions are based on past performance.
Right.
But you know that past performance does not predict future results. And so that's why no one knows anything. Right.
Hollywood has got to redo its science fiction movies about dashing away from a planet before the sun goes supernova. They're too close, Bob. Their graphics are off.
This is a new theory about supernova in the galaxy. In the past, scientists have said that one of the causes of extinctions could be a nearby supernova, but they always figured that supernovas have got to be close to 30 light years away to have an effect on the Earth's atmosphere and life on the planet. A new analysis using X-ray telescopes says the amount of X-ray radiation put forth by a supernova is actually much greater than it been previously expected and longer lasting. It means that a supernova could be as far away as 160 light years, and in some cases 200 light years, and it could actually strip the atmosphere and allow ultraviolet light to get into and affect life. The most interesting aspect of this is it means that the galaxy is less friendly to the development of life. It takes a long time to develop life, which means your star could go past a supernova more often, which means that life cannot form so easily on planets. It means the Earth might have fewer neighbors out there, John.
The sample return, Bob, Mars NASA sample return. You report it's over budget. Does that mean they're killing the program or they go ahead?
Oh, of course not. Of course not, John. They're not going to kill the project. This is a moneymaker. This is jobs. So it's going to go on forever from big bucks. Meanwhile, Starship will fly and could scoop everything up for a pennies on the dollar.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.